Hey, it's Eric G. Around the House is sponsored by Baldwin Hardware. For 75 years, Baldwin Hardware has been known for its first-class quality and craftsmanship in door and cabinetry hardware. As an alumnus of the Baldwin Hardware Design Council, I can say I have seen the details and quality from design to the finished product. If you're looking for a new style and old-world craftsmanship, I can tell you there is only one Baldwin Hardware. Check out what would look great in your home at baldwinhardware.com. Welcome to the podcast of Around the House with Eric G. You're listening to the first hour of the radio show. Thanks for listening. For more information, head to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com. Now, let's get to the show.
When it comes to remodeling and renovating your home, there is no better show on your radio. This is Around the House with Eric G. From your back fence to the sidewalk, Eric will tell you how to keep it all in tip-top shape while helping you save a buck while doing it. If you like DIY projects, it takes a lot of practice to get good at it, and Eric is here to guide the way. All that and more on the fastest 2 hours of home improvement radio. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G.
Happy weekend, everybody. Welcome to Around the House with Eric G. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vodder. Hope everyone had a nice, safe Halloween.
No kidding, man. Where did the weather and everything go? How did it become winter already?
Pacific Northwest, man, it got cold quick this year.
Yeah, all of a sudden we're breaking records in the 20s. That doesn't just happen here in Portland, Oregon all the time.
Not in October. Sure. Typically, we wait a couple more months before it gets that cold.
It's going to be one of those years, I think. So that fall checklist in the Pacific Northwest should have been done a few weeks ago.
Well, and we'll be touching on some more things that you may want to get taken care of before we stick around in this freezing temperatures.
No kidding. And I'm looking forward to summer already, but we got some great holidays ahead.
We just left summer and I'm looking forward to it.
Well, hey, I wanted to jump out real quick. Head over to Facebook, Around the House with Eric G, or it's at ATH Eric G. We're going to jump right into this one. We had a message from Elizabeth, which is a great one. She's coming in from Bloomingdale, Georgia. I need something to clean our shower walls. Mildew problem, help.
Okay.
So depending on what you got going, when you get mildew in there, a lot of that stems from poor ventilation, if you think about that. So if you've got there's so many different types of shower materials out there. So maybe you have a tile shower. Well, just one of the many tile cleaners work really well. But what I would do is make sure that that tile gets cleaned very well. So what I do is if you've got tile and grout, really go through and clean it well with one of the bathroom cleaners. Then I actually get a steamer like you would steam clean things with and get a steamer, clean all the grout out, seal it. That way that's not impervious to the moisture in the mold and mildew. That'll help it for cleaning it later. Once you've done that and got everything sealed, you've got that so it's easier cleaning.
You don't have to do that every time, do you?
No, I would do that on a shower that you use in every
even by a family. I mean,
yeah, if you've got a family in there you're using it with, and so it's getting daily use, let's say, by at least one person, I do that probably every 6 months to a year.
Okay.
Depending on the sealer that you use. If you're using a very high-end sealer that impregnates into that, you might only have to do it every year. If you're using a lower grade, less, there's all these new sealers that use this nanotechnology out there that'll last actually a few years. So pay attention to what the sealer says that you should do in a heavy use application and then follow those directions accordingly, because you can use one that you need 6 years. You might get a high-end one that you only need every 5 years.
Wow. So the technology is growing. Do some research first before you go out and buy something.
No question. Now, if this is just a laminate or a plastic one, just use one of the bathroom cleaners out there that have the mold and mildew type stuff. And you're going to have to clean it, every week to keep that knocked down. But here's one of the secrets of keeping that shower clean. One is getting proper vent airflow out of that area. That moisture, if it's hanging on the wall and it's staying dry all the time, then if it's dry, there's not going to be mildew there. So what you want to do is make sure you've got that great bath fan in there. If you've got an old Newtone one, sorry, Newtone, I'm not the biggest fan. I use the Panasonics and no, they don't pay me to do that. I've just had really good luck with them. If you head over to Around the House online, there's a video up there in my More Good Day Oregon segments that talks about how to replace one. We did that recently in a house, and actually Sparky's rental house, we put one in. Those are a pretty easy DIY project, depending on what you've got. It might be a little harder if you can't get up in there. But what that does is that's going to take all that moist air. When you turn the fan on, it's going to vent it completely outside, not into your attic, but go up into there. Then you're going to get that moisture out of there. So having the good ventilation. So if you've got a switch maybe that turns your vent fan on and it's working well, I want to see that on 20 minutes to a half hour after your shower.
Okay.
To get that out of there. Now, if you get that Panasonic, you could actually get it with an automatic feature on it.
A sensor.
It's that sensor measures humidity. So if it's high humidity, it's going to turn on. And that'll get that out of there.
Now, one question I did have when we're dealing with, I mean, because I don't really know a whole lot of the difference between mold and mildew personally.
Yeah.
But when we deal with mold, typically, we always say, don't use water, because that's what it lives off of. Mm-hmm. Is there something people shouldn't use when trying to get rid of mildew?
Well, in a shower, when you're talking about in a shower system itself, you've got a fairly, you know, waterproof system that you're already working in there. So there's bathroom cleaners that'll knock that mildew down that's meant for cleaning showers with. So it's a pretty common product. Now, if it's on the drywall, different story. They have mold and mildew cleaners and preventers that you spray on that drywall, for instance, or paint to clean that off. But yeah, bleach, all that stuff. You know, every time that you put water back on it, it helps feed it. So
the same goes for mildew.
Yeah. Mold and mildew are the same ways. Now, sometimes mildew will start out with a slimy, maybe copper color or a little orange color, depending on where you're at in the country. That's the first signs of the mildew is that discoloration. That's what's starting out. So again, get it sealed up, get it clean, you're good to go.
Speaking of mold, though, I think we also had a mold question on the Facebook, didn't we?
Yeah, my buddy Matthew. Good old Matt. So he's actually, if you've been watching any of the contractor series over at Lowe's, he's been doing some series for contractors and pros over on Lowe's.com. You can check it out over there. His question was, how can you tell if you've got mold in your house? Sometimes it's kind of hard. It could be in places you don't see it. It could be in a crawl space. Could be in your attic because you've got vent fans going up there. What I would do, it's really simple. Head over to my friend over to healthyhomeexpert.com. She has airborne type mold tests that you can do in your home. You send it off to the lab, and it's going to tell you everything that's wrong in that air in your home. Carolyn's been good. You've heard her on the show.
Yep, she's
awesome.
Of the show.
She's a very good friend of the show. So she's got these, you know, these airborne tests that you can do to see what's going on in your home. So very simple, healthyhomeexpert.com. Order up one of those mold tests, follow the directions. Now you know exactly what you're breathing.
So we haven't hit on this. You doing any home improvements around the house this week?
I've been doing a lot.
I know. I was kind of pitching it.
I have not actually talked about it.
I both have had a busy week.
You and I both are moving a little slow today because we've been out doing stuff. So, yeah, I've been putting a kitchen in Julie's mom's condo and just replace boxes and countertops in there. So that's cabinets are installed. That's going well. I've got a stone supplier out there templating so that can go in, and then we'll have the plumbers and electricians coming in and knocking the rest of it out. Even a tile guy coming in, and no, I'm not doing all that because I don't have the time.
I was going to say, that's a pretty quick turnaround for a kitchen. You're looking at about a week?
Yeah, I mean, we'll have about 3 weeks into this by the time we're done. But nothing moved. No electricals really moving except for some low voltage lights that the electrician's going to deal with. And then, everything was kind of, there was a space to add some length to the kitchen and actually put in an actual functional island. So we did that in there as well. But it's a movable furniture type piece because it's a condo, so there's no way to put electricity up into it. So we've got more of a furniture island that can be moved around as needed. It's not going to be something that's fastened in.
Oh, but that's kind of a cool feature, though.
Oh, it's looking good. I'll put some pictures up when I get it all knocked out on Around the House Nation, which you can check, which is our closed group. Join it. Click over after you go to Around the House with Eric G. Click over to our favorite little focus group we've got going with all the projects up there. And there's some great projects going on, but you take a look there. you'll find it.
And you can share your projects, everything that you're working on. I actually had a couple friends who just have a 2,200 square foot house and replaced carpet, and I want to say about 1,700 square feet.
Woo!
And luckily, we weren't doing the carpet. They contracted that out.
But it makes my knees hurt thinking about doing that.
Oh, God. I've done it before.
I have, too. Makes my knees hurt.
But we had to move all the furniture, which, and I mean, they've got an office with a big hutch and everything. It was a busy weekend last weekend for me.
That is a lot of work. That's a lot of work. Hey, should we dive over into some of the subjects we're going to be talking about today?
Absolutely.
Since we haven't been actually talking about what we're going to talk about today, we wanted to get those first callers out there. So let's talk about some of the stuff. To this hour, I'm really thinking about talking about power tools. A little later in the show, we're going to have our friends from What Tools Inside call in and talk about some of the new fall tools going on. And then stay tuned for hour two, because we're going to talk about 10 common problems that you need to fix around your home.
And now.
Now. Not yesterday. Now. This is not day
small
two
things
project.
That can turn into something much bigger.
Much. And this is the stuff that costs you a little bit now and much later. All right, when we come back, let's talk about packing up some tools for winter just as soon as Around the House returns. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Thanks for joining us. Thanks for being a part of the nation here. I'm Eric G.
I'm Dane Vauder.
All right, we're going to talk a little bit about getting those tools put away.
Like we mentioned in the first segment, it's getting cold in a lot of places across the country. You got to take these steps now.
I mean, I was watching my friends over in Missouri, Toolpig, Mrs. Toolpig. You see them on Instagram and YouTube. I was watching snow on the ground there. It is coming. And I think it's going to be an interesting year this year for all of us in the northern half of the country. That's for sure.
So get ready now.
Absolutely. Hey, for all these tips, head over to Around the House with Eric G on Facebook, or you can just type in at ATH Eric G. And for everything else, including videos and content and stories and all that other stuff, what's going on with the show, head over to our website, aroundthehouseonline.com.
Now, you can always ask us questions on the Facebook page anytime you want, but if you actually want to get in the show and have your voice in the show, give us a call. The number's here in the studio, 503-521-7072. You can call or text 24 hours a day.
And we'll put you in there and make you part of the show.
Absolutely. We want you to be more part of the show.
Thanks. All right, so let's talk a little bit about putting those tools away.
Okay.
This is one of those things that happen for so many people. And they forget about it. They roll the tools in the garage or the storage shed or wherever, and they forget about them until springtime. And then they spend a couple hours trying to get them started again because, well, maybe they didn't get stored correctly. Here's the first thing. Like me, I made it easy. I bought all battery-powered tools. I've got them all battery-powered, the Greenwork stuff. So now I'm just cleaning things up. I don't have to worry about gas or oil or all those other things.
But that doesn't keep you from actually taking some steps to pack your tools up, though.
You still got
to
clean them up. And that's one of the first keys is getting all that, you know, your lawnmower. You got all that grass and mud and whatever else you mowed over out there towards the end of the season. Get that stuff cleaned up. So, you know, make sure if it's a lawnmower before you do this, unplug the spark plug. Make sure if there's two spark plugs, hit those too. Before, when you tilt it up on its side to start cleaning it and you get that whole undercarriage cleaned out, don't ever do that in a situation where it can turn on. If it's a battery powered one or an electric one, make sure the power source is off and you're good to go that way. So then get under there and just scrub. Get a brush, scrub it out, clean it up. Get it as clean as you can get it underneath there. And that, while you're at it, touch the blade and get that thing sharpened up too. You know, if you already got the thing halfway upside down, pop the blade off, get it cleaned up. One little trick for lawnmower maintenance like that is to have two blades. That way you can send the other one out. There's no downtime. You got another one on the shelf. That way you can rotate them through, take them over to your favorite lawnmower repair place that can actually sharpen that blade and balance it great for you. That is the secret to getting that lawn looking just golf course perfect, is that good lawnmower with a good, crisp, clean blade, and that's really the secret to a healthy lawn. Now, good time to change the oil on that thing as well. But the biggest thing that I think that people forget is the fuel. Because you leave the gas in it and you go to start out. You know, gas 20 years ago, it could last all winter long and be fine. Mm-hmm. Problem is we have so many dang additives in this fuel that gas off so quickly. There's alcohols and other chemicals in there. Ethanol, that stuff comes out of there. Guess what? It disappears. Now you got stuff that's going to gum it up and you got a problem. So kind of have two choices at this point. You can go buy a fuel stabilizer like Stable, pour the correct amount in there. It'll keep those additives in the mix until springtime. Then you're good. Or what you can do is take a pump, pump out the gas that's in there, put it in a can, and then run it dry and get things dried out. So that way you don't have anything gumming things up. So you basically pump all the gas out of it and let it run until it runs out of gas.
Until it's completely out.
Completely out, and then you're good to go. That's another way to do it.
Which way do you prefer?
You know, Stable works really well. I'll run it in there, you know, with my stuff. That's a good way to go, and you're safe, you know, and it works. The problem is that anytime that you're running that gas all the way down to zero, the chance of you grabbing some dirt or something that maybe was caught in the corner of the tank and getting it into it, you know, it could, you can gum up the carburetor just by dragging stuff out of that. And then the carburetor can get all dried out too. I like to have fuel in there for me just because it keeps things from getting dried out.
Just to be safe.
Yeah. I like it in there. So, but as long as you get that, you know, the secret too is when you get the Stable, pour it in there, let it run for a minute so that stuff gets down in the fuel line into the carburetor. That way you've got the treated gas inside the unit. Don't just pour it in the tank because it's not going to work its way. Yeah, it's not going to work its way all the way out there. And that goes to any of those kind of things, especially when you're talking about getting into your weed whacker, you know, any of these other gas-powered things, you got to treat those as well. Weed whacker, I'd actually take that two-cycle oil and gas mixture out. I'd get it back in the thing, get it cleaned up. And again, talking normal maintenance here. Make sure you've got air filters working correctly. Get those cleaned out. Good time to put those new in for spring. One thing I've seen people do, which I don't agree with. I don't agree with taking the spark plug out and leaving it out.
So you say, put once you're done cleaning it,
underneath, put it back in. Yeah, once you get, you know, some people take the spark plugs out and leave it out. I was just saying disconnect the spark plug wire from the spark plug so you don't get it inadvertently starting when you're working on it. But I've seen some people say, oh, I'll take the spark plug out. No, I don't want that moisture and everything getting down into the cylinders and stuff in there.
Yeah, especially over the winter.
Over the winter, anything can happen. Keep that thing sealed up. Put a good spark plug back in it. Good time to change it.
Yep.
Have it ready for spring. That way, when you're good to go, you can fire it up and you're just that much farther ahead. So not a bad time to do that maintenance. And then I've got one other myth that I think is a big one that I wanted to touch that's not on the list here before we go out to break. It's chainsaw season out there. People are cutting firewood, you know, they're cleaning up limbs. There are some good old-fashioned myths about people using their old motor oil as chain bar oil that lubricates things. I've seen people pour it in where you put the bar oil in the chainsaw that lubricates it.
Yeah.
When you're cutting, bad idea. Don't do it. I don't care what Grandpa said, he's wrong. You are going to prematurely wear out the bar, the chain, everything else. Specifically, chain bar oil that you use has got stuff in it to make it sticky so it sticks to the chain and the bar. That way it's there. Motor oil, not so much. That way you get a lot longer last out of what you're doing. All right, let's head out to break. Let's run out to my friends at What Tools Inside just as soon as we get back.
And you're listening to Around the House with Eric G.
Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. And like I was teasing a little bit earlier, we've got two of my favorite guys in home improvement and tools out there. It's Matt and Josh from What Tools Inside. Welcome to Around the House, brothers.
Hey, good to be back. Good to see you.
Good to see you guys.
Thanks for having us back on, man.
Man, I love having you guys on because, one, I love your app, and it's so fun to watch, you know, people walking away winning serious tools. And you also got a lot of information and content you guys put out there as well. Let's talk a little bit about, because there's, you know, it's been a bit since you guys were on the radio. So let's talk a little bit about What Tools Inside before we dive into some fall and winter power tools.
Yeah, absolutely. So What Tools Inside has been around now for a couple of years. We are an app that you can download from the App Store or from the from your Play Store. And we provide opportunity for you to win real tools that you can use on your projects, from drills to leaf blowers to, we've done table saws, we've done a little bit of everything, pressure washers.
Yeah, I don't know of a tool out there that we haven't actually done yet, Matt. That's a segment that we all have to do. Which tools haven't we done?
It's really been a lot of fun. We've really been learning a lot about the different brands out there and which ones to watch for and what new stuff's coming out. And we always try to stay on the top of it.
What I love is sometimes I'll be watching your stuff and I'm like, ooh, what is that? And then you've got my attention grabbed in and I'm looking at the greatest and best tools out there. And when you guys are showing me stuff I haven't seen before, I love that.
Well, that's pretty what makes us unique, Eric, is we have a lot of our followers or fans that say, man, I've never seen this tool before. This is fantastic. I can't wait to use it or try it. And so that's really what's been driving us is getting new and different tools, maybe some manufacturers that people haven't heard of that we'll work with. It's been a really great synergy for us that continued to work.
Yeah.
You know what? Some of the things that we've been doing, we do a morning show Monday to Friday. We just get on for maybe 10, 15 minutes. You've seen the show, Eric, of course. And
absolutely.
We just kind of banter a little bit about what's going on in the tool world and what guys are doing out there. We kind of focus on different projects people are working on across the nation. And then we also have a live game show on Wednesday night, which is a chance for you to win live tools instantly. And the whole reason for this is to kind of raise awareness in the tool industry and what's out there and what's coming.
Let's talk a little bit about, kind of what's happening in fall tools out there. You know, that you can definitely tell that it's fall tool season because if I'm watching TV out there, I'm seeing major brands out there throwing every single ad out there, power tools out there. What are you guys seeing? I mean, of course, battery power is ridiculous right now out there that where I think we're in the golden age of batteries taking over the world. But what are you guys seeing out there that you guys are loving? I've got my favorites, you got your favorites, but what's cool in tools right now that you're seeing in this fall?
Yeah, you know what I've you said it, Erica, it's all about batteries. You know, Matt and I were out for breakfast the other day at a local place around the corner, and we were walking to our car and we were having a conversation and we could barely hear each other because there was a guy blowing leaves, right?
Yep.
With his big backpack blower, and it was so loud, like the noise pollution was incredible.
Just to call all that noise.
Exactly. And so the battery operated stuff now, like the blowers, they're so quiet, it's amazing, and they're powerful.
Yeah,
so it's something that commercial guys can use, and it'll last. You know, and they throw another battery in there, and all day long you get two batteries. So it makes sense for them to start getting into the industry.
Yeah,
the battery outfit.
You know, I've got I have the Greenworks 60 volt Pro backpack blower, and that thing does everything I need it to do.
Yeah.
You know, and it's quiet, all day long. And they make heavier duty ones than that. And I tell you what, it's quiet. You know, I don't have to go put earplugs in because it sounds it's quieter than Julie's hairdryer. You know, I mean, I love that. You know, at the same point, if you're getting into that leaf blower wars of who's going to wake the neighbor up, that's the wrong tool to buy.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, like for my house, I have a 40 amp Ryobi. Right. Mm-hmm. And they work great for what I need. So like I have the edger and the weed whacker does the whole thing on one battery.
See?
So I'm laughing all the way to the bank. I mean, it's great.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to mix fuel up, and I'm not trying to, you know, mess with all that stuff and run into the store because I ran out of gas. I mean, it's just all that stuff. You can just get in, get out, hang it back up on the wall, and you're good to go.
Yeah.
No, exactly, Eric. I mean, that's half of the battle right there is, okay, will it start this spring? Did I clean it out before winter came, and am I ready to use it? Are all the parts still working? Because, you know, in a gas-powered unit, you've got a lot of working and moving parts that all have to be working right for it to run properly. And so, you know, you bring in, you have the right fuel mixture, and now you're swapping fuel or oil over your garage floor. All that stuff goes away when you're talking about, you know, battery-powered equipment.
I'm not the biggest fan of strapping a motor to the back of my, where I can't watch it behind me, and just hope that I didn't spill fuel over the side of it and catch it on fire where I can't see it behind my head. I'll be honest, not my favorite.
Yeah. But it doesn't make you want a
jetpack,
right? Yep. Always wanted a jetpack.
Iron Man.
Yeah, I'm cool with a jetpack, but I expect to be moving, and I expect that. When I'm blowing leaves out there, the last thing I want to do is have something overheating on my back. That's for sure.
Speaking of another tool I was using in the backyard the other day, is I don't know if you've ever used it or seen it, Eric, is the Cat wheelbarrow. Have you seen that?
Oh, my gosh. That thing is so amazing, and it's on my want one list, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, so so much has changed with that. You can't, the tire doesn't go flat because it's an airless tire.
Nice.
It's got the handles is ergonomic or whatever, however you want to say that, ergonomic.
Yep.
So it you can lift with ease. I'm telling you, I love that thing. I've used it so much and it holds so much weight. I'm really, really impressed with the Cat wheelbarrow.
Nice.
One of my new favorite tools right now.
Nice. I love it. I see a wheelbarrow in my future, so I'm going to, with some new projects here in the spring, I'm like, okay, that's on my list because that thing looked amazing. It did. I saw it. I was like, oh, wow. You know, it's rare for me to geek out on wheelbarrows, and that one looks pretty cool.
Exactly. That's how I felt. Yeah, I just got to say, too, my heart goes out to all those poor people that are facing winter right now. Josh and I mean, we, you know, we're in Florida, so we're handling the heat of the summer, but we're coming into our nice weather. But a lot of guys are preparing for winter, and you know, part of getting your tools out and getting your tools ready and getting them winterized is important too. So those of you who have lawnmowers and that, or different equipment that have been that are all gas powered currently, you got to get them ready. You can't just let them sit there throughout the long season ahead.
No kidding, especially with today's fuels, because that, you know, stuff 20 years ago when we had a lot less additives in the fuels, you could throw that gas in that and you could get away with it at times. And, you know, you always wanted to take care of it, but you could get away with it. And now things gum up so much quicker because the alcohols and all the other stuff in there gasses off so quickly that now you get this gummy mess. And if you're not servicing that stuff correctly and you're not storing it correctly, throwing some stable in it or whatever you're working with, you got some problems.
I've washed my hands of all that stuff. So, for me, I'm all battery. Like, I'm just, unless you're a lumberjack and you're in the middle of the woods and you need a gas-powered chainsaw, then okay. But
I have one.
There are some instances where you got, you know, the gas-powered tools are still very valuable.
And I got a generator that's gas that I need to have just in case we lose power or something like that. The technology's coming, but I'm not there yet personally. So I've got a beautiful generator that's sitting there ready to go when I need it. But yeah, I got to have gas for that. That's the last one.
Yeah.
You know, it's great. What are you guys seeing for?
I'm going to be putting solar up, so
yeah,
I might not need my generator after all.
See, you're good there. What are you guys seeing for? You know, you guys come from the Great White North and are very experienced with snow. Where, you know, in the Northwest here, we've got some people that aren't, depending on what side of the mountains you're on. What are you seeing in battery powered snow throwers out there? Are you seeing stuff starting to catch up? What's your thoughts on that?
Yeah, you know, there's actually quite a few great brands out there that are providing these snow throwers. And you know, when we were kids, the snow thrower was my back. You know,
dad, scoop.
You had a big scoop and you had a scraper and you went out and you shoveled the driveway. But
hey, let's run out to break here real quick and we'll come back. Let's talk about a little bit more about snow throwers and stuff and the different sizes of that. And let's do that just as soon as Around the House returns. We'll be right back.
money, I must confess. Got myself in a terrible mess. I got a new tattoo, two black eyes. Missing one tooth, but you should see the other guy. Girl, I must admit, I don't remember much.
Welcome back to Around the House with Eric G. This is where we talk home improvement every single weekend. Hey, make sure to head over to Facebook, which is Around the House with Eric G. You can catch us all right there. And if you missed the show, head over to the podcast. You can catch it anywhere that you catch your podcast out there. Or just head over to the website, which is aroundthehouseonline.com. Hey, we're chatting here with Matt and Josh from What Tools Inside. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks for being here.
All right. Well, we've been talking, you know, the snowblowers out there. And as we went out to break, we were talking about, you know, the great battery powered ones. And then, you know, I had one when I was living up in kind of northern western Washington. We'd get these big snowstorms that roll through that would dump a ton of heavy snow. I had the big Troy built one that would, you know, just launch snow everywhere. But you're right. When it got down to that 1 or 2 inches, it was not really designed for that. And that means I got the shovel out, but there's tons of options these days with stuff.
Yeah, you know, like Matt said, if with the 60 volt, it would be perfect for guys in the snow when you're a kid, especially, right? You don't want to lug a big snowblower, but if you're going to the local rink instead of shoveling it, take that little 60 volt with you, and you're done. You got a clean hockey rink again.
Yep.
In a matter of minutes, I love it.
See, and that's awesome, yeah. Especially for you guys that are doing that outside. I'm super jealous of the outside hockey stuff, by the way, because that's kind of cool. You get the snow knocked off. And yeah, I was going to say in Florida, that just doesn't happen.
we miss that as well. I mean, you know, back up north, you know, we had the pond hockey every winter, and it was always, you know, always a good time. You'd always get your snow scraper out there and clean off the ice. But yeah, these little, they have these little single stage, kind of like push cordless electric snowblowers. They're just like, it's like pushing around a shovel, essentially, a little bit heavier than a shovel, and it's you know, throwing the snow for you. Those are great. That's something from Greenworks, actually, that provides that. We've been talking a little Greenworks here because Eric, we were all just recently at one of their events. So
that was a ton of fun.
Yeah, it was. It was a lot of fun, and you know, we learned a lot about some of the great products they have coming out. So they've got that kind of a snow shovel type of thing thrower.
Yep.
But you know, like I was saying earlier, when we were kids, it was just a big yellow beast of a snowblow part that was rusted to the garage shed. And you know, you'd bring that out once in a while and try and get it fired up. But technology has come so far now that they have these lightweight units that will help clear the snow out of the way. And what that does too is it's safer for those who are, you know, maybe, you know, have certain health issues where they can't strain so much and be working so hard, because snow shoveling can cause a lot of problems like that.
Man, that is heart attack central if you're not ready for it. And we see it every single year when everybody gets those deep snows. You get those people dropping over out there because they're pushing it physically just a little bit too hard. And if a tool company can make it easier, that's just awesome. That's just awesome. Well, hey, let's talk a little more about What Tools Inside here too, guys. Head over to your app store, whether it's, you know, you're on a Google device or an Apple, download it, and then follow you guys on social media, because you guys have so much content. I absolutely love it. It's one of my go-to things every day that I watch to see what you guys are doing on your show and everything else.
Well, we appreciate that, Eric. And we have a lot of fun doing it. We bring tools to people that, you know, that you might not have seen it before. And we work with all the major brands, bringing tools and giving people chances to win it each day. But, you know, something I'm real proud of is the effort we working with the manufacturers when there's disaster. Like, you know, a couple of years ago, we did the hurricane disaster relief up in North Carolina. And this year, we've had a lot of support for the hurricane that hit Bahamas. Matt, what are some of those numbers there? Not to put you on the spot, but...
We're up around almost 200,000 now in tool donations. You know, pallets of ladders from Little Giant.
Nice.
That were sitting over to the Bahamas. I mean, just pallet loads, tractor trailer loads of tools there. Griprite has provided us with gas-powered air compressors and roofing nailers, and even off coffee box has provided us with the boxes for the guys who are working on site, helping with the relief. I mean, the wall, all the main brands, you name it, they've been supporting and providing us with tools to get to these guys. And it's a beautiful thing to see everybody coming together like that in this humanitarian effort.
That is,
well, and that's why I bring it up, because it's something to be proud of. This is a community that I never realized is actually can be relatively small and tight knit.
No kidding.
And so, like, we've met guys like you, Eric, and wonderful influencers out there that are working hard in the tool community and give back. And I know you guys do the same. So it's just something that we can all be proud of and continue to work at.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Matt and Josh, What Tools Inside. Thanks, guys, for coming on the show today. And head over to the App Store, download it, follow them on social media, and bring yourself some cool tools home while you're doing it.
Yeah.
Great time, as always. Thanks for having us. And hey, we want to have you on our morning show. Come on over.
Absolutely. Let's do it soon. All right, guys. Hey, when we come back, there'll be more Around the House after these commercial messages. For listening to hour one of Around the House with Eric G. That is the radio show. Now, let's tune into hour number two. But first, let's like, follow, subscribe to any of the podcast formats you're listening to, whether it's SoundCloud or Spotify or iHeartRadio. Any one of those formats sure help us out if you do that, and it'll help us spread the word of Around the House. Thanks for listening. Let's hit hour number two. Hey, it's Eric G from Around the House. Are you planning a decking or siding project this year? If you are, you've got to check out my friends at Millboard. Millboard is a completely different kind of composite decking and cladding that enhances outdoor spaces with enduring distinction. Hand molded from the finest oak, it realistically mimics the natural grain and color of premium hardwood. If you're looking for something that doesn't look like plastic and instead real wood, check out millboard.com. Make sure and check out that interview we did just a few weeks back. That's millboard.com.